The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to chumbacasino.com.
Chumbacasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit chumbacasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
We're going to play a round of Know the Show. You call in, I give you a question about a specific cast member, and you answer it. And if you get it right, you get a lucky idiot account. 1-800-947-3979. Several open lines if you want to jump in. Let's start with Elijah. Hello, Elijah.
How's it going, guys?
It's good. How are you?
Not bad.
Are you sorry the Olympics are gone?
A little bit, but that's okay.
You don't care. All right.
Football's coming back. We're good.
This is
true,
good.
Yeah,
I'm very excited.
Not far off.
All right. Who do you want to pick? Hot Wings, Kelly, Steve, Maitland, or Tommy?
I'll do Hot Wings.
Okay. Does Hot Wings know his license plate number?
No.
Hot Wings, do you know your license plate number?
No.
So
not
he's right.
Not reliably, no.
No.
Nope.
So if you heard so-and-so, this car with license plate, blah, 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 you'd have to hear them describe your vehicle with make and model and year.
That would be very helpful. Yeah, I think I might recognize it if somebody said it to me, I'd go, oh, I think that's my license plate number.
I'd be like, that's a nice bunch of random things you just said. That's for sure. Elijah, well done.
No, I don't remember it.
Hold on. This is Cole in New Jersey. Hi, Cole.
Good morning, guys.
How's it going, bud?
Going good.
Good. Do you think Steve can name three types of cats?
Oh, I'm going to say yes.
Steve, name three types of cats.
Persian.
Okay.
Siamese.
Two.
And, what are those weird ones with no hair? Hairless?
We'll accept that. That's how I've ever heard of
those weird ones.
Well done.
Is that a breed?
I think it's a Sphinx cat, right?
Oh,
are the hairless ones?
We're going to accept it.
Yeah.
We're going to accept it. Well done.
I would have said like tuxedo or tabby. Are those considered?
Tuxedo?
Yeah.
Maine Coon?
Yeah. Maine Coon.
Maine Coon. Okay, yeah. Those are the
Calico.
Big ones, right?
Mm. Yeah.
Aaron in New York. Hello, Aaron.
Hey, how are you?
Good. Can Maitland recall the last two incoming phone calls she received without looking at her phone?
Her mom, her dad, and her brother.
No, I'm not if you know. That's weird.
I don't have a brother.
No.
Can Maitland remember the last two phone calls that came into her phone?
Yes.
Can you?
I think so.
Okay.
It was probably a spam call from somewhere.
From spam?
Yes. And my sister.
Are you sure?
I think so.
You need to check it?
I'll check for,
right.
I'll verify.
I feel like you got it. Aaron, well done. Hold on.
Never mind. Nope.
No, get rid of him.
No? Oh.
Maitland has no idea who called her.
Aaron, she was lying. And when she checked it.
She lied straight to your face.
Yeah, straight to our
right
face.
Right here.
What were they at least interesting calls?
Yeah. My sister and the spam caller among the recent, but the most recent. Was from my friend and my friend's ex-husband.
There you go.
There you go.
Neil joins us. Hi, Neil.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you, Neil?
Good. How are you?
Good. Neil, can Tommy change a tire all on his own?
No.
Tommy?
I absolutely can.
When was the last time you've done that?
It's August, so I did that in February.
Nice.
Yeah, not that long ago.
There you go. Sorry, Neil. Tommy's better than you.
Suck
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
I don't know how that's the math on that. Hello, Sarah in Pennsylvania.
Hi.
Sarah, does Hot Wings know who won the most recent NBA Finals?
Yes.
Hot Wings?
Boston Celtics.
Correct. That one would have been sneaky bad if you didn't get it. This is Craig. Nope, this is Tom. Hi, Tom.
Hey, good morning.
Tom? Can good Steve morning. Name three Shakespearean plays?
I think so.
Okay. Steve.
Romeo and Juliet.
Okay.
Hamlet. That,
okay. Just go ahead and say one more, and then you'll be done.
Wow. Come on, Steve.
So I've said the two. Then just say one more, and then Tom will
Hamlet
win.
2.
Electric Boogaloo.
I don't think he did a lot of sequels. I'm sorry, we were looking for Taming of the Shrew. Tom, I'm sorry.
Yeah, maybe Richard III, Julius Caesar.
Mm.
Come on, man.
Et tu, Brute? This is John. Hello, John.
How's it going?
Good.
Great.
Has Kelly ever broken up with someone by text?
Yes.
Yeah, definitely. Like those little, you know, flyby
short
relationships.
Terms.
Yeah. Yeah. Just like a couple months here and there.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Yeah.
There you go. That's good, right, job, John.
Ruthless.
Blake and Flint. Hi, Blake.
How you doing?
Good. Who do you want to pick? I'll let you pick.
I'll go Hot Wings.
Hot Wings. Does Hot Wings know his mother's age?
God, I hope so.
Yes, I do know my mother's
for sure
age. Yes.
For sure.
There you go. All right, Blake, good job. Steve in Grand Rapids. Hello, Steve.
Hello.
Steve?
Yes.
Has Maitland checked her weather app today?
No.
I do it every morning.
Every morning. First thing?
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Sorry, bummer. Man. There you go.
I got the little widget right on my home on my lock screen. Turns out it's going to be a beautiful day today.
It's going to be a beautiful day the next 3 days.
Yeah, I'm so excited for that.
You're wonderful.
We've all checked.
New Hampshire, Tim. Hello, Tim.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Oh, wonderful. Thanks.
All right, I'm going back to Kelly on this one.
Okay.
Even though you just went. Has Kelly ever dated someone with a tribal tattoo?
Yes.
Let me ask this question for the room. Does Kelly know if she dated someone with a tribal tattoo?
No, she's not sure, but I would have said probably.
Yeah. I feel like that would be a red flag for you. Like if you knowingly met somebody with an armband tribal.
I think if it were a singular one, I'd notice it and be like, ugh, tell me about that. But, you know, I like to dodge red flags, so I'd run right past it. But I feel like the person that had it was probably really tatted, so maybe... I'm saying yes, but I don't distinctly remember somebody.
You're thinking they might have had one somewhere.
Yeah, I've dated a lot of people with a lot of tattoos.
Tim, we're going to count that. Well done.
Oh, no, definitely. My ex-husband had one, like, down the back of his arm. I married one. Yeah. He had tribal on one side and Jesus on the other.
There you go. Okay.
Cover all the bases.
I know.
Daryl joins us. Hi, Daryl.
Hey, how are you guys?
Good. Let's see. Is Tommy's phone screen cracked?
I would say no. He seems like the kind of person that would keep his phone very, very, very intact.
You think so? Always close to him? Tommy seems like a broken screen to me. Tommy?
Yeah.
Well, I'm actually in a great spot right now because I took my very broken screen protector off this weekend and revealed my very clean-looking phone. So I actually am not cracked right now.
So we just asked you too early because you just took the protector off it.
Yeah.
Maybe tomorrow.
Okay. But yeah, it's been cracked for months, right now it's not.
Okay.
All right.
Well done. See? I forgot about that when I brought that up earlier today. Tommy's like, Man, I can't believe how clear everything is.
It's so funny.
Yeah,
it's
like
my pictures are so clear now because the crack isn't over the camera anymore.
Let's see. Craig. Hello, Craig.
Hey, good morning.
Hey.
How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you guys?
Good. Does Steve... better one. Has Steve ever been part of the student council or any sort of school... council
committee?
Like that. Yeah, committee or whatever. Yeah.
I'm going to say yes. I thought he'd run for president, but I'm going to say yes.
No, definitely didn't run for president.
No.
Let's see. Are we talking just high school or college? I was briefly part of the Student Alumni Association. Does that count?
No, I don't think
no,
so.
No, that's not a...
No, they'll let anyone in.
Yeah. No, I've never had to run for anything or be elected for anything.
All
so
right,
no.
Craig, sorry.
No.
Sorry he let you down.
Yeah, bummer. That's okay.
Sorry,
I wish you'd have tried more. Mike joins us. Hello, Mike.
Hey.
Mike, can Hot Wings name 4 Britney Spears songs?
Yes.
Go ahead, Hot Wings.
Let's see. Okay, there's Hit Me Baby One More Time, Toxic.
I'm out at that. I'm done. If it were me.
Boy, I'm sure I'd recognize like 12 if I heard them.
Too bad that wasn't the question.
No,
at
I don't
all.
Think no, I can't do, I don't think I can do it.
If You Seek Amy?
Oh my god, Lucky?
Circus?
Crazy?
Oh,
You
Crazy.
Drive Me?
I recognize You Drive Me Crazy. Okay.
Mike, I'm sorry. That Hot Wings
those other ones I didn't recognize. Crazy.
The Queen of Pop.
What's her one about Santa?
Oh.
She had a really good Christmas one.
She did. I don't remember it though.
Santa Brought Me a Thong.
I think so. Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Hey, Adam.
Yes.
Welcome and from Indiana. Can Maitland name 5 countries from Africa?
No.
Why did you make that noise, Maitland?
Because I know African geography.
Okay.
I just don't know American.
Okay, give us 5 countries.
South Africa, Zimbabwe, Egypt, Zambia.
4.
Namibia.
5.
Boom.
Well done.
Nice. Seamless and easy.
Name 5 states that are west of the Mississippi River without getting any wrong.
Wyoming. Right?
Yep.
California.
Are you
sure? North Dakota, South Dakota, and Kansas.
Yes.
Wow.
Piece of cake.
Great job. You really danced on the line with Kansas, though. You were getting
yeah,
close.
Yeah, I did.
You were getting close.
Well, and we with the Dakotas, honestly. I thought you'd go more like Oregon and Washington.
I forgot those existed for a second.
Let's see. Steve, how many times has Tommy been dumped in his life?
I will say 2.
Tommy, how many times have you been dumped?
I think I've only been dumped once. I'm usually the dumper.
Are you?
That's a bad sentence. Usually. Yeah.
He's got that dumper on.
You're how many people have you dumped? Like, is this a bloodbath? You're like, I've dumped 47 people, but I've been dumped once myself.
Let's see. I've been in 3 relationships, I think, and I dumped most of them. Any of those people I talked to,
so
I stopped.
So 2 out of 3, is that fair to say?
Hmm?
So 2 out of 3 of the dumps?
Okay. Yeah, and then one relationship I was dumped in, I was totally not expecting it, and it threw me for a loop, man.
Really? Like, you, not even a little hint?
I mean,
you're
I
just,
knew
like, walking along, minding your own business, going, I'm going to buy her a ring! And then we're broken up?
Well, no, I knew it that happens. It was, like, I knew we were kind of, like, in a little bit of a rut, but holy cow, I didn't expect it to end like that. So, oops.
You thought there was a little more work to put in.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Yeah.
I don't know. I did that either. Man, this is a rough day for me. My phone looks great,
but
though.
Your screen is amazing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Maitland, is Kelly afraid of heights?
No,
not a chance. I ain't no bitch. You get me? No, I'm not really afraid of heights, but if I'm with one of those people who's like kind of like me and they're going to give me a little push or something if we're on a tall building just as a joke, I don't care for that.
Who does?
I mean,
who's
I like, love I'd love to be pushed. People.
Yeah, of course.
Scaring people. But if I'm like somewhere really tall, you know, like when you climb to the top of a lighthouse and you can see all the Great Lakes or whatever, I'm like, this is neat. But if it's a little windy and you're with somebody who's a butthole who gives you,
where's this lighthouse where you can
wind?
See all five Great Lakes?
Yeah,
I would like to go to that.
Very impressed.
How many steps
that.
Is it? 2 million?
So many. It's in Ludington. You guys didn't know?
You gotta climb.
Wow, I had no idea.
That was the lighthouse I was thinking of. You can't really see all the Great Lakes, but you can see,
you
like
see the one.
7 out of 8 of them.
Like, what's the tallest lighthouse? Like, of all the tall things you could imagine on Earth, you picked lighthouse?
Yeah, okay.
Which is, like, what, 6 stories?
If they're so
tops?
Dangerous.
Maitland, how tall do you think so the dangerous. Average lighthouse is in feet?
At least 300?
Yep. And
I don't know.
Yep.
Sounds good to me.
And in
so,
order,
like, 30 stories?
And they're,
yeah,
the
they're the
are,
tallest buildings in each state.
And they were all built like 100 years ago or later. So the stairs are so tiny.
100 years or later, so maybe last week. We're doing great. We've got this.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. And when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.